One of you's right.
It's me.
Wow, the balls on Gary Mantle.
Football show.
Hello everybody, my name's James and welcome to the second of our quiz semi-finals this week. I've got four competitors today. Let me introduce you to the guys. Firstly, Danny Brothers, who you all know better as Cobbler FPL on Slack. How are you, Danny?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Thank you, mate. Tell the guys who don't know a little bit about you.
Northampton Town fan, living in Bristol, which was a lot of fun in May when Bristol Rovers won 7-0 to knock us out the top three. So that was a load of fun. Still getting stick for that down here. A co-host of the It's All Cobblers to Me podcast.
And that's award-winning.
We'll slip that in. But yes, that's about it, really. I think I'm going to position myself as the underdog today because of the teams the other guys support. Well, that's my caveat straight away.
That was going to be inevitable, really, wasn't it? Considering who you support, mate. Yeah. Are they? What's happening with the stadium there? That stand on the far side, is it?
Start. That's if you want to do a podcast on that, we can. But that's about an hour and a half at least.
Okay.
There's so many issues with that. We'll get there eventually, but it's not worth the time at the minute. I don't think.
Money in football with Cobbler FPL coming to you on Patreon soon. Our Chelsea correspondent is in, Gary Mantle. How are you, mate?
Hello, mate. Yeah, good. Thank you. You?
Yeah, good, mate. This will probably be the first time many of the guys have heard from you. Tell them a little bit about you.
That's right. Yeah, Gary. I've been going to Chelsea for 30 years. So I've almost seen it all. Season ticket holder. And all over the Slack. That's me.
30 years. So did you watch like Frank Sinclair and Scott Minto? And
my first game, we beat you 3-2. And two of my heroes at the time scored. Both for Tottenham, Gary Lineker and Gazza, but I was a Chelsea fan. That was off the back of the 1990 World Cup. So December 1990 was my first game.
Which was the last time we won at Stamford Bridge until Dele Alli's two goals in 17-18.
This was the first time of our run of starting to win. So the last time before that was the last time you'd won. And then, and I didn't see you beat us for 28 years.
And of course, that's the year after 1991, 89-90. Yeah, so it's the start of the run. Quite right. Tim Cresson, we've got two Crims with us. Two Tims of us today. Tim Krasner, how are you, mate?
Hi, mate. I'm all good. You all right?
Yeah, good. Thank you, mate. Tell the people about you, mate.
Big Spurs fan. 30-odd years supporting Spurs, although I've moved to Hong Kong, so I don't get to see them as much as I should, although I do fly to a lot of the big European games when I can. I've also got a master's in football business, so that's one of my kind of passions to kind of learn about the money in football. So Sidge's podcasts are really good for that.
Sidge's podcasts. Look at you, mate. And Tim Locke is our second. Tim, how are you, mate?
Very good, thanks, mate. How are you?
I'm pleased that everyone's good. No one said they're shit. That would be a bit of a problem, wouldn't it? Tim, tell people about yourself a little bit.
Long time Everton supporter, so about 27 years, been supporting the Blues and living down here in Bristol as well. We should meet up with Danny, didn't realise he was so close. Just away from the Rovers ground as well, chap. So, much hilarity was had as they invaded the Gloucester Road on that winning day as we came back and couldn't get anywhere out of the city. But, managed to get up to Goodison a couple of times a year. Used to have a season ticket up there, but I had to give it up. I had children. They sold all of my cash.
Yeah, that happens. How are you feeling about Everton at the moment? I think we're going to get a negative Sean on Correspondent Week.
It's just an absolute mess up there. How we're spending the money, what we're investing in, it's all about names, all putting the money into the wrong players. Wages are absolutely through the roof, and it looks as though we're going to be doing the same thing again this season. So, I think we've got one chance this season to stabilise a bit and maybe get up to 17th or 15th.
I wish you luck, mate. I'm concerned for you. Very. I wish you the best of luck with it, mate. Right. So, we're getting to the quiz. It's going to be very similar to what you heard for those who've already listened to yesterday's semi-final. The guys won't yet. Because we're recording this on Monday morning, so they don't even know who's won at this stage. They don't know anything. which means I'm going to come to Danny first because I've got a job for Danny.
Effort.
Danny, you've got one of three quizzes you can pick.
God. Don't ask me.
You get the choice as you're the lowest alphabetically. Quiz one, three, or four?
I thought you were going to tell me the titles. I was hoping for League Two, 2019 to 2022.
Yeah, people want to be interested by this, mate.
Let's go one. Go one.
Quiz one. Oh, dear. Now, I'm only kidding. They're all civilized. Just choose the questions. Is everyone happy to start?
Yep.
All right. Brilliant, guys. Anything down the stand or as we go or anything, just crack on. 20 questions. One answer for each question. Question one. Which of the Sheffield clubs has played the most games in the Premier League? Question one. Which of the Sheffield clubs has played the most games in the Premier League? All happy?
It's the ones that
Sage likes. It's A or B, isn't it? Yeah, it's the sort of one Sage loves and still gets wrong. Question two. West Ham hold the record for the highest tally of points to suffer relegation in a 38-game Premier League season. That was in 2002-03. How many points did they finish on? Question two. West Ham hold the record for the highest tally of points to suffer relegation in a 38-game Premier League season. That happened in 2002-03. How many points did they finish on? Question three. Which goalkeeper holds the record for most Premier League clean sheets? Question three. Which goalkeeper holds the record for most Premier League clean sheets? There's lots of eyes going left to right and staring up at ceilings and... Question four. Who finished second to Leicester City in 2015-16? Question four. Who finished second to Leicester City in 2015-16? Danny's gone from looking sideways to looking up to bouncing forward in his chair and rocking.
I'm rocking. It's not a good sign on question four.
Question five. Who was Charlton Athletic manager when they were last relegated from the Premier League? Question five. Who was Charlton Athletic manager when they were last relegated from the Premier League? Does anyone feel like they've got all of them?
No.
Good, you shouldn't. Question six. Who is the only South American player to win the PFA Player of the Year? Question six. Who is the only South American player to win PFA Player of the Year? PFA, Professional Footballers Association, voted for by the players. Question seven. What is the highest number of goals scored in a Premier League match? Question seven. What is the highest number of goals scored in a Premier League match? Question eight. Michael Owen scored the last of his 150 Premier League goals for which club? Question eight. Michael Owen scored the last of his 150 Premier League goals for which club? Question nine. Who played in the Premier League for the following clubs? Sheffield Wednesday, Aston Villa, Derby County, Bradford City, and Middlesbrough. Question 9. Who played in the Premier League for the following clubs? Sheffield Wednesday, Aston Villa, Derby County, Bradford City, and Middlesbrough. Question 10. Who provided the cross for Wayne Rooney's bicycle kick against Manchester City in 2011? Question 10. Who provided the cross for Wayne Rooney's bicycle kick against Manchester City in 2011? Question 11. Which club did not concede a goal to Manchester City last season? Question 11. Which club did not concede a goal to Manchester City last season? Gary, I know you're a pilot, but he's moving his webcam about. Are you actually taking off? Or?
I am, because my son's just come through the door.
Are we getting your son on the podcast? Or?
Absolutely not, no. Not being upstaged on my first ever podcast.
I just saw a lady as well.
That's what, my wife.
Lady? This
that is my wife. Don't you get me in trouble on my first ever podcast.
I'm not going to, mate. I love it on, like, we do a Clash of the Correspondents or something, and a lady will appear in the background, and the fear strikes over everybody. What's she going to do? Gary's disappeared. He shut the door. Going to give him a chance. Question 12. In March of this year, which Brighton player was substituted on and substituted off for a record fourth time? Question 12. In March, which Brighton player was substituted on and substituted off for a record fourth time? Premier League record, obviously. Question 13. You got another true or false?
Come on.
Mr. Kresner might like this one. Heung-min Son is Tottenham's second highest scorer in Premier League history. Question 13. True or false? Heung-min Son is Tottenham's second highest scorer in Premier League history. Question 14. Who has scored the most Premier League goals for Bournemouth? Literally, all four of them rose their chin about a foot.
Question, I was all right, 14. Till you said Bournemouth.
Question 14. Who has scored the most Premier League goals for Bournemouth? Question 15. Which of Nicolas Anelka's six clubs did he score the most Premier League goals for? Question 15. Which of Nicolas Anelka's six clubs did he score the most Premier League goals for? Question 16. How old was Raheem Sterling when he scored his first Premier League goal for Liverpool? Question 16. How old was Raheem Sterling when he scored his first Premier League goal for Liverpool? Question 17. Who scored four goals for Newcastle in a 6-2 win against Norwich in 2015? Question 17. Who scored four goals for Newcastle in a 6-2 win against Norwich in 2015? Question 18. Who is Brentford's record signing? Question 18. Who is Brentford's record signing? Question 19. Who did Manchester United sign from Tottenham in 2006? Question 19. Who did Manchester United sign from Tottenham in 2006? And question 20. Which team fielded both a Euro 2020 winner and a 2021 AFCON winner in their team last season? Question 20. Which team fielded both a Euro 2020 winner and a 2021 AFCON winner in their team last season? Obviously, Premier League, guys. Are we all happy?
Not at all.
Literally no one asked anything about, like, James, I don't understand, or... There's lots of shaking of heads.
It's gone downhill as it went on, I think.
Yeah, it's not the lack of understanding, it's the lack of knowledge.
Oh, that's a given, mate. Listen, I only put this together to make Suj look better than he normally does, basically.
I've got a newfound respect for him, to be fair.
Yeah. Wait till you do the answers, mate.
It's a lot more difficult when you can't pause it on your podcast, then.
Yes, that's true. But I'm going to give you all a chance now. So I'll repeat all the questions. And then we'll go through answers together. So question one, which Sheffield club has played more games in the Premier League? Two, West Ham hold the record for the highest tally of points to suffer relegation in a Premier League season. How many points did they finish on? Question three, which goalkeeper holds the record for most Premier League clean sheets? Four, who finished second to Leicester in 2015-16? Five, who was Charlton manager when they were last relegated from the Premier League? Six, who is the only South American to win PFA Player of the Year? Seven, what is the highest number of goals scored in a Premier League match? Eight, Michael Owen scored the last of his 150 Premier League goals for which club? Nine, who played in the Premier League for Sheffield Wednesday, Aston Villa, Derby, Bradford and Middlesbrough? Ten, who provided the cross for Wayne Rooney's bicycle kick against Man City in 2011? 11, which club did not concede a goal to Manchester City last season? 12, in March, which Brighton player was substituted on and substituted off for a record fourth time? 13, true or false, Heung-min Son is Tottenham's second highest scorer in Premier League history? 14, who has scored the most Premier League goals for Bournemouth? 15, which of Nicolas Anelka's six clubs did he score the most Premier League goals for? 16, how old was Raheem Sterling when he scored his first Premier League goal for Liverpool? 17, who scored four for Newcastle in a 6-2 win against Norwich in 2015? 18, who is Brentford's record signing? 19, who did Manchester United sign from Tottenham in 2006? And question 20, which team fielded both a Euro 2020 winner and a 2021 AFCON winner in their team last season? Danny, how many blanks?
Two or three, I think. Maybe three. But I'm going to have a guess, I think.
Do you want any repeats again?
I don't think so.
Gary, how many blanks?
No blanks, about seven or eight guesses.
Tim Kresner?
No blanks, but a number of guesses.
Oh, I reckon he's quietly confident, old Tim. Tim Locke?
One blank on 18. Not a clue.
One blank on 18. I shall say nothing further about Brentford's record signing until we do the answers. Right, what we'll do, guys, we'll go talk around alphabetically in terms of answers and stuff. So, if everyone's happy to do them, well, this is the bit we say, James, can you give me another 20 minutes and we just leave blank audio there? Then we'll do the answers. Danny, question one. Which Sheffield club has played more games in the Premier League?
I feel like it's close, but I've gone Wednesday.
It's gone Wednesday. Gary?
Went Wednesday as well, because there were more teams in the league when they were in it.
Tim Kresner?
I also went Wednesday.
Tim Luck?
Went United.
I'm afraid you're one behind, sir. It is Wednesday. Sheffield Wednesday have played more Premier League games than United, despite the fact they went down, I think, 2000, I want to say, I think. Question two. West Ham hold the record for the highest tally of points to suffer relegation in a 38-game season. Gary Mantle, how many points?
46, I've guessed.
46. Tim Kresner?
42.
Tim Luck?
38.
And Danny?
I went 40.
One of you's right. It's Tim Kresner. 42 is the correct answer.
I put that and it seemed too low.
It's 42. The interesting of that as well is Middlesbrough went down on 39 in 96-97, but they had a three-point deduction. So they also would have had 42, but then they would have stayed up with that title. Question three. Which goalkeeper holds the record for most clean sheets? Tim Kresner.
Petr Cech.
Tim Luck.
It's Michael.
Danny.
Peter.
Yeah, I guess that's fine.
Danny. Seaman. David, I'm going for.
And Gary.
Petr Cech, I've gone for.
Yeah, it's Petr Cech, guys. 202, I think. An insane amount. Question four. Tim Lock, who finished second to Arsenal, to Leicester in 2015? Hides quickly.
I'd guess it's Arsenal, James. I've gone with Man United.
All right, well, take your answers. Man United as the truthful one then. Danny?
I did go Arsenal because I think, didn't I overtake you on the last day or something? Was it?
Thanks for reminding me. So Gary Mantle?
Yeah, two horse race between Leicester and Tottenham, so Arsenal.
Which we blow. Yeah, Tim Kresner.
Yeah, Arsenal.
Yes, Arsenal finished seconds in a two-horse race between Tottenham and Leicester. Yeah, that's what they like to tell everyone anyway. Question five. Who was Charlton manager when they were last relegated from the Premier League? Danny?
No idea. I've just put Pardew, but I don't think it's right.
Gary?
Mr. Ian Dowie.
Ian Dowie. Tim Kresner?
Yeah, Dowie.
Tim Luck?
Probably Curbishley.
Well, Danny, that's some guess, mate.
Is it?
It's Alan Pardew.
Nice.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, he was the man in charge when they were officially relegated. Question six. Who is the only South American to win PFA Player of the Year? Gary?
Esther Aguero.
Tim Kresner.
I went for Aguero as well.
Tim Lock?
I went with Coutinho, but it's definitely not right.
And Danny?
Aguero.
You're all wrong. It's Suarez.
Oh, God.
13-14 when he went a bit mental. Question seven. What is the highest number of goals scored in a Premier League match? Tim Kresner?
11.
Tim Lock?
11.
Danny?
Yeah, 11.
And Gary?
11.
Well, it looks like no one got none on this quiz anyway. That's good. 11 is the correct answer. Yeah, Portsmouth beating Reading 7-4. Question eight. Michael Owen scored the last of his 150 Premier League goals for which club? Tim Lock?
Newcastle.
Danny?
I've got Man United.
Gary?
Oak.
Tim Kresner?
United.
Gary's got it. He scored once for Stoke.
Good job.
Question nine. Who played in the Prem for Wednesday, Villa, Derby, Bradford and Middlesbrough? Danny?
I've gone Carboni.
Gary?
Also went Carboni.
Tim Kresner's nodding.
Yeah,
and Tim Luck?
Huge guess. Southgate. Which is probably very, very wrong.
Played for Villa and Middlesbrough, but correct answer is yes, Benito Carbone.
I don't remember him playing for Middlesbrough at all.
No, but he did. I mean, I don't remember him playing for Derby, to be honest. I only remember Wednesday, Villa, Bradford, really. Question 10. Who provided the cross for Wayne Rooney's bicycle kick against Man City? Gary Mantle.
Nanny.
Tim Kresner.
I went Evra.
Tim Lock.
Neville.
And Danny.
Yeah, I just went Gary Neville because it came from the right, but that's the basis.
Yeah, it did come from the right. Nanny is the correct answer. Nanny. My wife, right, loved it when they had Nanny and Bevy. Right, confused her. Question 11. Which club did not concede a goal to Manchester City last season? Tim Kresner.
Wolves.
Tim Locke.
Brighton.
Danny.
I went Wolves as well.
And Gary.
I know it's not Wolves, because I know their fans were arguing over that handball, weren't they? I've guessed it's Southampton.
Can't have been Wolves. KDB got fucking four against them.
Of course he did, yeah.
I can't believe none of you got that. It's Crystal Palace.
I forgot that.
Crystal Palace won 2-0 at the Etihad, and it was a 0-0 draw at Selhurst Park on a Monday night. Question 12. In March, which Brighton player was substituted on and substituted off for a record fourth time? Tim Locke.
Pepe.
Danny.
I've complete guess at Welbeck.
Gary.
Adam Lallana.
And Tim Kresner.
I had a guess because of his injury record. I went Lamptey.
Mm. One of you's right.
It's me.
Wow, the balls on Gary Mantle. He is right. It is Adam Lallana.
What can I say? I knew the answer.
Did you factually know that?
No, I genuinely knew the answer. I knew when he broke the record. I actually thought it was a record equaling. But yeah, I knew that happened.
Don't fuck up my quiz, mate. Seriously.
But it's still the record. If it's an equal record, it's still the record.
Yeah, thank you, mate. Question 13. True or false, Heung-Min Son is Tottenham's second highest scorer in Premier League history. Danny.
I really want this to be true, so I've put true.
Gary.
Put false.
Tim Kresner.
False.
Oh, he's proper scared as the Tottenham boy. And Tim Locke.
I want it false as well.
Tim Kresner, if it's false, who's got more than him?
Defoe.
No.
Robbie Keane.
No.
Sheringham.
Yes. Correct answer is false. Harry Kane, obviously the most. Teddy Sheringham is about four goals clear of Sonny. Question 14. Who has scored the most Premier League goals for Bournemouth? You're probably all doing the A or B in your head on this one, I should imagine. Gary Mantle.
Callum Wilson.
Tim Kresner.
Josh King.
Tim Locke.
Will Wilson.
And Danny Brothers.
Yeah, I haven't got anything. I didn't have A or B. So. I completely drew a blank.
No one.
Completely drew a blank. No.
No one.
No.
It's Josh King. Josh King's got more. Question 15. Which of Nicolas Anelka's six clubs did he score the most Premier League goals for? Tim Kresner.
Arsenal.
Tim Locke.
Went Arsenal as well.
Cobbler.
Arsenal.
And Gary.
I've put the club where he won the Golden Boot, Chelsea.
It's Chelsea.
Forgotten he even played for Chelsea.
This guy won the Golden Boot.
Yeah, he did. Actually, it's a low total, wasn't it? 18, yeah. I think.
Something like that.
But yes, he did. Question 16. How old was Raheem Sterling when he scored his first Premier League goal, Tim Locke?
19.
Cobbler.
I have an 18.
Gary.
I put 17.
Tim Kresner.
18.
I think you're winning this, Gary. It's 17, mate. Question 17. Who scored four for Newcastle in a 6-2 win against Norwich 2015? Danny Cobbler.
Might be too late, but Papi Cisse I've gone with.
Shout. Gary Mantle.
Also went Cisse.
Tim Kresner.
Also went Cisse.
Oh, it was all good shout from all of you, I suppose. Tim Locke.
To break the trend, went Carroll.
You're all wrong.
Denver Bar?
You're going to remember it when I tell you, I think. Well, no, all of you might. It's Jorginho Wijnaldum.
Yeah.
Okay, Danny remembered. No one else.
I remember that, yeah.
Question 18. Who is Brentford's record signing, Gary?
Absolutely no idea. I'll just put Raya. And I know it's not him.
Tim Kresner.
I crossed out Ray and I put Sergi Canos.
Tim Locke.
I went Tony.
And Danny.
I went and Bremo. But I did.
It's very recent, guys. It's last week. Keane Lewis Potter. Question 19. Who did Manchester United sign from Tottenham in 2006? Tim Kresner is looking like he's taking a dump at the moment, so we'll come to him first.
It was a toss-up between two, but I went Carrick.
Tim Lock.
The only person I can remember was Carrick.
And Danny Cobbler.
Berbatov for the moment.
And Gary.
I went Carrick. I think it was too early for Berbatov.
Correct answer is Michael Carrick. Berbatov was 2008. Question 20. Which team fielded both a Euro 2020 winner and an AFCON winner in their team this season? Tim Lock.
Went Liverpool.
Danny.
I went Brighton.
Gary.
Jorginho and Edouard Mendy. Chelsea.
Tim, do you want to give a different answer?
I would give to say I wrote Watford, but...
Watford. Italian at Watford.
Oh, well, I thought there might have been remnants left over from their Italian era.
Yes, Gary has the correct answer. It is Edouard Mendy and Jorginho. Did Emerson appear for you as well, Gary?
No, and then he was on loan at Lyon, and we spent January trying to buy him back, even though we already own him. And he didn't play for us.
At all?
No. We didn't get him back.
Oh, did you not get... I was Kennedy, no. Wasn't it? Of course.
Kennedy came back. Also didn't play for us.
Kennedy. Right. Has everyone totaled up their scores?
Yeah, it didn't take long.
Okay, go on. How many was it, Dan?
Five altogether.
Five. Yeah. Gary?
13.
Tim?
9.
And Tim?
3.
Nice. Gary, you've won. Fortunately... there aren't any more correspondence this week, fuckers. So yeah, you're in with Gary Robinson into the final, which I'm disappointed Gary's won because it's probably going to be a nightmare to organise now with you flying around the world and stuff, mate. But many congratulations. Really enjoyed that, guys. Thank you so much for your time. Third semi tomorrow, and obviously on Champions Week, got Andy Martin talking absolute fucking nonsense, another one of our correspondents. As a correspondent, mini-league winner, but I think, Gary, you'll be coming after his title this year, won't you?
I don't think my FPL is quite as good as my general knowledge.
Okay, mate. Noted, generally. Do you want to turn up next week? Or not?
Oh, no, because it's... Look, ask me anything about Chelsea, I'm fine. Ask me about FPL, and it's not as good.
I think Johnny Pringle's going to tell Andy that it's only on loan anyway. Right, guys, thank you so much to Danny, Cobbler, Gary, Tim, and yes. Tim. Thanks so much for your time, gents. Much appreciated. Cue music, please, man child. Messi,